Load shedding, we know, can be a nuisance to ordinary folks, but it can prove deadly for any patient requiring urgent medical attention or procedures. The Health Professions Council of South Africa is warning that hospitals are buckling under the strain of the blackouts, and it's leaving doctors unable to perform emergency surgeries on time. And obviously, this puts patients' lives at risk. The nursing union DeNosa is at the forefront of calls for hospitals and clinics to be exempt from load shedding due to the impact on the healthcare system, which of course is already coping with inadequate budgets. Sibongiseni Delihlazo, who is from the Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa, their spokesperson joins us now. Sibongiseni, thank you so much for your time. One would assume, of course, that even if hospitals are load shed, they would have backup systems like generators.
Well, good morning to you, Bongani, and to the listeners. Well, yes, that should be the norm, Bongani. But unfortunately, we are finding ourselves where we have to plead with various departments in provinces to ensure that the generators are well maintained and there's enough diesel, because load shedding has been with us for many years now. Surely, in terms of preparations, we should not be having this problem where we can't be having diesel. Unfortunately, Bongani, that is happening in our facilities, and it's a strain to healthcare workers. It's bad for healthcare workers that they don't feel well when they have to lose patients unnecessarily, simply because they can't care for them, because the area where they need to care for them, for instance, is dark.
Wait, you're saying that even when they do have generators, they're either poorly maintained, so they don't work, or they just don't have diesel?
Indeed. Indeed, that is the case. In fact, you may find that there are many generators that are there in facilities, and go deeper, look into them, they're not maintained. And it's a norm for generators to be maintained. You must check and test, ensure that in times of need, the generators won't let you down. But that is not being done. I think there are provinces like the Western Cape who are really doing well, Bongani, in terms of testing their generators. They've made it a norm, for instance, every morning on Fridays. That is a norm in many facilities in the Western Cape. And we feel that many provinces have got a lot to learn in the Western Cape, from the Western Cape. Unfortunately, the issue of diesel has become a serious bone of contention now. It eats into the budget of facilities, and it runs into millions.
Goodness me. I mean, I can only imagine what that means for things like record keeping, right? If you've got digitized systems using computers when the power goes off and there's no backup, that presents a challenge. But Sibongiseni, are you saying, though, that patients are dying because of load shedding?
Well, you can't rule out that possibility, unfortunately. And the third part, of course, is that you may need to have a better way of looking into it. But Bongani, if there's load shedding and there's no way of caring for patients who need urgent care simply because there's load shedding, then we're compromising the safety of healthcare of the patients. And unfortunately, that's why I'm saying you can't rule out that possibility. And when you care for patients, there is a value of caring for patients with dignity. And that obviously should tell you that you can't compromise. You should have basics in place, at least, and ensure that the facilities, the various units that patients are cared for are well looked after. I mean, if it's dark in various units, what do you think those patients are going through when they are sick?
Wow.
And in darkness, it has a serious, serious impact on their well-being. And that may contribute to the time it will take for them to be discharged. As we speak at the moment, the time that we are keeping our patients tends to be lengthier because our scans are not working. Of course, if there's no power, and patients have to wait. And for you as a healthcare worker to take the next course of action is stopped because you have to wait for the power to come back, for the results of the scan, so that you can take the next course of action. Unfortunately, we are keeping our patients in our facilities a little longer.
So there's damage to equipment and machinery on top of that as well. So you want hospitals to be exempt from the blackout. That makes sense. But is that even possible? Don't they cut out specific areas? Could they do that?
Well, unfortunately, I think it's possible, Bongani. In fact, I do not think we should be pleading with our government to exempt healthcare facilities. essentially we say, please, untangle healthcare facilities. If you have lumped healthcare facilities on the same line with your consumer lines, take healthcare facility lines separately, put them separately so that it is easy to exempt them. We believe, Wongani, it is a challenge for many municipalities to do that because how they plan it. They tend to lump even healthcare facilities in the lines that get used by your consumers. And when you have to switch off, unfortunately, healthcare facilities tend to be affected.
Sibongiseni Delihlaza, thank you so much for your time. Spokesperson for Denosa there. You know what's extraordinary about that? It might be that they just haven't thought about it. It might be as simple and as crude as that. They haven't thought about it. I mean, how particularly galling is it when you hear that certain areas with either rich and powerful people or high-flying politicians don't get load shed? How galling is that? Particularly to families who've lost loved ones because there was a failure of the system when the blackouts occurred. It might just be they haven't even thought about it.